As we've been reporting, Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Ukraine today on what is the first official visit of a Taoiseach to that country. Later today, he'll meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky somewhere in the Kyiv region. He began his visit with a trip to nearby Bordianka and to the site of a mass grave in Bucha. Our correspondent Emma Kelly is in Kyiv with the Taoiseach's party. She told me what Mr. Martin had seen.
Brian, the Taoiseach arrived in Kyiv just after 9 o'clock Ukraine time this morning. The first stop was a town called Borodyanka. That is just on the outskirts of the city of Kyiv. And at Borodyanka, we saw what was left after both the intense bombardment of the town during the very, very early days of this war. Intense bombardment, of course, by Russian forces, and also the impact of the subsequent occupation. And the governor of Borodyanka spoke to Micheál Martin about what the town had gone through. All this, by the way, Brian, surrounded by apartment buildings that are just shells now or destroyed. And then it was on over and around broken bridges, passing more devastation on the road. It was on to Bucha. And again, Bucha suffered similarly to Borodyanka. And there, Micheál Martin visited the site of what was a mass grave. Those people have now been exhumed. They were exhumed after the Russians were forced to retreat. And also he viewed at an exhibition in the church there beside that mass grave some very disturbing images of what was discovered once people were allowed to go out onto the streets and gather their dead, Brian. And I asked the Taoiseach at this stage what he made of all this, and this is what he had to say.
Well, my thoughts are very difficult to comprehend the inhumanity of the Russian forces towards the people of Bucha and the entire Kyiv surrounding areas. We've seen the very graphic photographs of innocent people being tortured, being murdered and left there. And one can only think of the trauma that the residents, the families, there's one photograph there I think captures the agony of a relative kneeling at the body of his family's or friend, and sort of captures, perhaps for the entire community, the enormous trauma that was wreaked upon them by Russia. And I would just say, in the 21st century, to see such evil, very, very difficult to comprehend. And this war must stop. And we have to stay and stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine. And in our last stop in Borodyanka, it was interesting that the governor and the mayor said that it was important for them that their women and their children could go to places like Ireland just to flee this incredible brutality and trauma. And it will take many, many years for the communities here to overcome this and to deal with this. And I think we in Europe and across the European Union have to be very strongly supportive of the people of Ukraine. It is quite shocking.
And Emma, the Taoiseach also visited another town which had been occupied by the Russians in the early stages of this war, Irpin.
Yes, Brian, he went on to Irpin. Again, more devastation. It's worth saying that these are all towns favoured in recent years by young Ukrainian families who have been priced out of the property market in Kyiv city. And on the side of one bombed out apartment building, we saw a sign advertising new homes for families. But of course, that sign hanging from a building that has been destroyed. Now, the Taoiseach also visited a series of museums. And this was very interesting because one museum, for example, dedicated to previous wars, which has now made room for installations about this war. So this war already being placed formally and honoured in the collective memory of society. And there he placed a teddy bear, Brian, at a memorial to the children confirmed killed in this conflict so far. And that number is now standing at 343 and counting.
And of course, it's also expected that the Taoiseach will meet President Volodymyr Zelensky at some stage today during this visit, and that presumably Ukraine's desire to be a member of the European Union will be one of the issues that perhaps that they'll be discussing.
Yes, the Taoiseach has said that he will be reiterating that Ireland's support for Ukraine's bid to join the EU. He will also be offering the solidarity of the Irish people to Ukrainian people and also discussing what more Ireland can do to support the country in its hour of need.
Emma Kelly speaking to me a little earlier from Ukraine.